I would like to give my formal thanks to those who have been in touch.
Yes, they are not deserting you now. You have more work, my friend. You may not be fully aware at this present time, but those who gather around you have seen the potential for issuing forth spiritual matters. And we cannot, how can I say, let you go.
Very lucky.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Although each of you have many separate lives, each one of you is important to this work. Each one of you has come forth in your own particular way. At every opportunity, you are given the opportunity many, many times. But in seeking those opportunities, you must make use of them. And I tell you, my dear friends, each one of you has achieved this many times over. As we come to close for this one of your earthly years, I ask you, my dear friends, to reflect upon the many subjects that we have discussed. And they are many. We have continued on many themes which have been discussed some times ago. But that is the purpose of teaching, that you continue to uphold what has been given and then to take the further step forward. My dear friends, your foothold in this work is steady and sure. As you approach your festivities in this world, I would ask of you, my dear friends, that you consider the joy of your little children, that you find within your hearts that love, that joy, that innocence, and try to recapture some of it within yourselves. After all, why do you think children are so full of joy? It is because the spirit is closer to our world for some good number of your years. Have any of you seen the joy that shines from a small child's eye? Yes. The wonderment of life, the joyousness of living, and the wonderful way they have of pushing aside any small problem that they have. I would say to you this, my dear friends, try to recapture some of that spirit within yourselves over this holiday time. Not only do I say, dear friends, reflect upon these things, but go inward and recapture what is truly you. We capture that honesty of spirit, that joy of spirit, that truth of spirit, and then, and only then, will you begin to understand what we are trying to achieve with you. Now, if you have questions for me before I depart, I will be only too happy to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
Simon? I haven't really got a question there.
George?
Yes, I have a question. Would this be a convenient time for me to give thanks to those who have helped me with my writing? I would very much like to do that. In fact, I have a dim red light here, and I would very much like to read a small acknowledgement which I have in the book, if that is in order.
I would say only that those who are close with you know of your words, but for the purpose and of the other sitters, then we will be glad to hear that.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
I just find it very slightly resting. Yes,
perhaps if George can't see, we could look at his eyes.
I hope this is not too bright.
George,
if you will give me a few moments.
A few moments, George.
I would like to say, acknowledge.
A few moments.
I will withdraw a little further in order that you may have a little more light. But please do give me just a few moments.
Yes. Just wait a moment, please.
Yes. Shall I proceed?
Yes, you proceed. You sit down here. I'll stand here, but I'll keep the light away from
you. Yes. I'd like to say this. This is from the book. I acknowledge with thanks the writings of all those authors whose works are listed in the bibliography, without which this book would simply not have been possible. Those works embrace a great many subjects which I list, and I go on to say, many of the writings have been inspired, and my debt is therefore not confined just to earth plane. In fact, in order to adequately research our connection to spirit realm, I was drawn to sit in with a spirit healing circle, a most excellent circle, that had already enjoyed several decades of dedicated work. I have continued to sit regularly during the 6 years of working on this book. My thanks to Leslie and all concerned. As a result of this, I have found myself in the privileged position of being able to seek answers to certain questions or confirm information through spirit communication, all recorded and transcribed. In this way, it has been possible to make clearer statements on such puzzling topics as the Tunguska event, the Noah's Ark story, and a number of other items listed. I am therefore deeply indebted to many information sources, both in this world and the next. Now, I would also like to say that I feel much more like an editor than an author, because I have received so much help. And in the early days, there were two psychic readings in which a Siberian guide, who is named Ashinak Phobos, and my father came through and gave me some initial guidelines regarding to the book. And then there is the work of Leslie, of course, our old friend, and I hope that he has the awareness that this book has now been published. And it includes the words, or some of the words, of a North American Indian gentleman named Long Shadow, and people who Salimet has very nicely organized to come through for us. Mary Stuart, Sophia, known as Catherine the Great, a light escort, Edwin, who talked to us about prayer, and one who talked to us about the Bible code, and then, of course, there is Salimet, to whom I feel very much indebted. And in thanking Salimet, I realize I am thanking the whole diamond. And the logo that is on the jacket of this book is enclosed in a little diamond in token of that. I hope that this book represents a first step and will be a first step towards publishing the fuller teachings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I apologise for the light, which may have been a little bright. Sorry about that.
Would it interest you to know, my dear friend, that all of those people that you have given thanks to able to see your words in print before it happened upon the earth plane. So you see, perhaps we had the advantage over you. But I am to tell you that your thanks has been accepted, and you will be encompassed with much love as you continue.
At least my thanks has been accepted. Wonderful.
Remember, all things that exist within your planet has its counterpart in our world. Your words of wisdom and truth will be placed with many others by those of us who have guided and inspired you. We know at some stages of your compiling these words that there were a few doubts, but not for long. We uplifted and upheld you. We knew that the truth would come forth. That is why, and that has been the purpose of your joining this group, that these words would be known. People will accept or they will deny them, but you can have no control over that, my dear friend. You have done the task that we had set for you. And again, we say to you, many thanks.
Thank you. That is a two-way thank you.
We can do many things from our world, but we do need the human element and the instrument to bring forth into the physical world all that we say. Let that divinity within you continue to grow. That is my word to you, my dear friend.
Can you take any more questions?
If you have more questions, I will be happy to take them.
I just had one. I read in the newspaper article about a lot of UFO activity off the Puerto Rican coast, where the ocean is supposed to be at its deepest, apparently. And fishermen have reported having UFOs flying under their boats, well, flying, swimming under their boats. And they say that the fishermen were trying to poke them with their oars, and that when they touched where they thought they were, the luminosity went from the spaceships, and then when they pulled their oars up again, the luminosity came back. And I wondered what was going on there, whether it was some kind of a clue or whether they were having fun with the fishermen.
Yes, you seem to have some interest with the water element in your world. Yes, you know, and I have told you, that there are many, many other forms of life. And yes, there are travelers from other worlds who have come to this planet. What you must remember is that their knowledge of energy is far greater than yours. And with without knowing for sure, I would say that they were having a little fun with the humans involved. The luminosity is nothing more than energy. And their control, as I have said, is far superior to humankind on this planet. Therefore, they can produce many things which to humankind would seem unbelievable. That is an aspect of their living that we will discuss at a further time. But it should suffice you to know that their visitations do exist. There are many ways of entry into this solar system. Therefore, my answer to you, if this was a genuine visitation from other planets, then they probably were having some fun. We will make some time for further discussion of this when I return to you. We have many topics that we have to continue with, and that will be our objective when I return to you in your new earthly year. Therefore, in your quiet time, my dear friends, I would suggest you think of your questions for me. We must go forward with knowledge, and I will endeavor as much as I am allowed to give you a little more information, which is understandable to you. But of course, always, we are held back by earthly words and the lack of psychic understanding on your part. But there is much we will discuss.
Any questions, Jan? Jan? Jan's gone.
Margaret?
No, I don't need the man. I wonder if I could ask about the Dalai Lama. There seems to be a very long tradition of reincarnation where the Dalai Lama is concerned.
Yes.
And it would seem to indicate that he is a very good man who has reincarnated repeatedly.
Yes.
to teach. Are you able to confirm this, or would you wish to comment on it?
Yes, I have told you there are many masters who walk this planet. And let us firstly say this to you, that those who have attained such knowledge have the ability to realize and understand the spiritual ways. The gentleman you speak of has indeed reincarnated many, many times in order that the teaching may continue. It is in fact many different aspects of his soul.
Yes.
It is not the same aspect each time. Of course, that would make little sense, would it not?
Yes.
But it is felt that when one has reached such attunement between the physical world and our world, that attunement must continue for the benefit of all who come into contact with him and of course for his own soul's growth. Do not doubt that by whichever name he reincarnates with, it is still many aspects of the one soul.
Yes, so all the reincarnations would have a similar energy.
Yes, that soul has chosen that pathway. And there is always a reason. Perfect law is always followed. Yes. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Yes. Yes, it just...
that spirit reincarnates, it already knows the task and the length of time which will be spent in your world. The one you speak of is indeed truly spiritual.
Yes, it appeared to me that he was different in the large number of reincarnations that have taken place.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for your explanation.
Yes, could I ask one? The lady that you were using,
yes,
before she came back to the physical life, her life plan, she would have realized and been told that she would blend or whatever with you or the teachings that you bring.
She would have no knowledge of that once she had reincarnated, but no. It would have been discussed.
Before she came?
Yes.
Yeah.
But she would have no memory of it.
Yeah, I understand that.
Is that helpful to
you? Yes. Yes, thank you.
You must realize that there are cases of people being used by people from our world without their knowledge. This is something different. Most cases of mediums or people being overshadowed, shall we say, have known before they come that this is part of their life plan.
Yes.
Although mainly unknown to them in the physical.
I understand.
I will say only, my dear friends, that as I take my leave from you this day, how deeply touched I have been to have joined with you on so many of your occasions, that you have listened with quiet appreciation, with acceptance and knowledge and deep thinking, that you have taken the words of truth and spread them throughout your areas of living, varied as they may be, and that between you, you have sown many seeds of truth. For this, you cannot know how much it has helped your own growth. But I am happy to say to you that you do shine as beacons. You have filled the lives of others with those seeds. For this, we must be eternally grateful to each one. I will take my leave, my dear friends, until such time as we meet again.
Yes, we look forward to the new year. God bless you.